Nevada has joined a growing national movement to rethink what's called presumptive shackling of kids in court. Dr. Sean Marsh is with the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges based in Reno. He's seen children as young as 10 in handcuffs, shackles, and belly chains. For a lot of kids who end up in the juvenile justice system, Marsh says they've endured adversity or trauma.
One of the things that we know to recover from that is we have to encourage a sense of agency, a sense of control, a sense of self-determination.
Marsh says that shackling actually delays the healing process.
Literally, in the case of shackling, it does exactly the opposite. You are controlling that person. You are forcing something on them against their will and removing an opportunity for them to develop self-soothing skills, to maintain their own behavior, to practice behavior under stress.
Judges can still order that a child be restrained if a threat is posed, but under the new law, they'll make that call on a case-by-case basis. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.